Hello, thanks for calling. How may I help you?
Hello. So, I'm looking for assistance with classes in the spring semester.
Okay, so you're basically looking for classes for your upcoming semester. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and may I know your name, please?
Blair Adams.
Okay, Claire Adams. Okay, Claire, hi, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, but I wanted to ask you a couple questions really quick because before this I had another someone else was doing it for me, and someone from their company contacted me and said that my school contacted them because they saw an IP address, and this has never happened to me before, and I just wanted to ask you, how valid is that? Or do you think they're trying to just bribe me for money?
Well, let me explain you how this works, because sometimes, the experts aligned to your courses are from different regions, different states, different areas, right? And when there's
Yeah.
a frequent login in, we could say, your system, then there might be a detection in your IP, which might breach your integrity, and it might risk your future as well, which is why they might have, trying to help you out. That's what I can say.
Yeah, I've done it from several different computers in the past as myself, and this has never happened. And it's the middle of summer, so it doesn't really make sense to me. I haven't been in any class for 2 months.
So let me explain you how this works, right? The advent of COVID brought everything online, right? So when the classes were online, there were not many, we could say, portal detections, and the systems were not that efficient. But with time, as you've noticed yourself, that there are many proctored exams happening around the globe, and most of the portals are switched to proctored, right? They are monitored via camera, or your screen is locked down, right? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, and I've done all my tests
Yes,
myself.
exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that in these cases, the portals are more efficient now. The IT teams of universities are really working their way to, detect these issues, that if someone is seeking assistance outside and, getting help from someone else. So, which is why what companies like us do, we protect your integrity so that it might not risk you in the future. Are you getting my point? Because there is no benefit for us in this case. It's only your benefit, because if you get detected, they'll call you for a meeting, they might investigate your degree, and they might even ask you to leave education, and you cannot continue education all over US. That is what we are aware of, and that is what our students have
Yeah.
faced in the past. So we would never want our students or even our clients who are paying us $350, $400, or any amount of dollar for their class to, face such issue. We would like to, maintain their integrity. As you know, these services are strictly confidential. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Now, you guys use a VPN, like a really secure VPN, right?
So here's the thing with the VPNs, right? The VPNs that are paid, you've had, let me explain to you clearly. You've had services for $20 and $25, and then you have services for $400 and $500. You've obviously seen the difference, right? There is a huge difference in
Yeah.
quality of the thing that you're purchasing or that you're acquiring. So this is the difference, that when the company, asks you to buy a VPN from their end, it's because they're assuring the quality. It's because they're assuring everything to you. But once you do it from yourself, and even then it detects, then it might be a problem for you. And then you will come back to the company and blame it on them, that it was you who asked me to, purchase the VPN, and I did. Just make sure that they share an agreement with you, because there is a formal agreement that is, shared with you. And if that's the case, then I think it's okay. But if you want courses with us, you can book it with us as well.
All right, so let me ask you this. So, if my college came to your company and asked about me, would you guys tell them anything about me?
Well,
Or even you entertain it at all?
Well, the scenario here is if you're our client, we would never do that, because you know why? Because there is an agreement which is called a database or data information agreement, which assures us that if we breach your confidentiality in this case, so we would, you know, you can sue us, and if not, the company's compliance will sue the expert or the person dealing in your case for $11,000, because we cannot let your name out of the company. That's a formal agreement within the company when we're dealing with something such confidential as this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, sir?
Okay, that makes sense.
Anything else, sir?
Could we do classes, like I send you guys pictures of the work instead of logging in, or would that not work?
Well, you know, sir, we can obviously do that. There's no issue in that, right? Because you can obviously share your work via email or messaging. That's not an issue. But, you know, we promised you or any other company that promises you an A grade in the start, they promises you because there are three things that are involved. One's the expert, other the accounts manager, and the third person is the quality assurance team. The job of the quality assurance team is when your assignment is catered, it goes through, you know, safe assign and other paid, we could say, plagiarism checking softwares and grammar checking softwares, which makes sure that your work is up to the mark and on point, which is why all of our assignments are graded on A. Once you're going to share it with us, we cannot ask them to take it through the process because we have to send it to you, because that is the property of the expert. They're submitting it from their system, and it might affect the quality of the work. So the grade that we've promised you, you won't achieve at the end. That is the real deal. Because here, this whole service is not confidential on your point only. It is confidential from our point of view as well. Now listen me out. If we don't satisfy you with an A grade, would you be coming back to us ever? No, you won't. You will be asking your friends to come to us? No, you won't. That's the whole point. We have to maintain a certain level of quality that we can only assure you once you've booked the course with us and you're doing it through our ways. Yes, we can obviously do it through pictures and anything like that, but we won't assure quality or grade in that matter. You have to understand that.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, just one. All right, so obviously, can you send me a number or something, or so I'm in touch with you guys whenever my classes come up?
Okay, I can most certainly share your number. Can you please give me your complete name and your email, and we could say your number, and I'll be texting you on it right away. Please give me your name and your number.
All right, Blair Adams, B-L-A-I-R.
B-L-A-I-R. I-R,
yeah.
Adams. A-D-A-M-S. Okay. And your number, sir, please repeat it for me.
724-493.
724-093-493.
No, 493 for the middle part.
Okay, just repeat
and
it
then,
again. 724.
Okay. 493.
Okay, 493 and?
815.
815?
Oh.
Oh, okay. So 724-93-8150.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'll be texting you in about a few seconds now. And if you could stay on the line, I can text you right away. What do you say?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, just stay on the line, please. Did you receive any text, I dropped a hi on your number? Can you please acknowledge that for me?
Oh, I have not gotten any text.
Okay, just hold on for a half moment. It would drop. Did you get it?
I did, yeah.
Okay, this is Harris. I am texting you with my name as well. Can you please acknowledge my text?
Yeah, this is Harris, yep.
Okay, can you please drop down your portal details here? You know, if you want, I can get your work started. And if you want a submission, I can align that for you as well as of today. If you book your classes with us right now.
All right. Well, my classes don't start for a month, so
mm-hmm.
I'll be in contact because I don't even remember my password. It's been like 3 months since I've even been on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any ongoing classes, if I may ask?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you want us to work on those classes for you?
Well, I have online classes in the fall semester.
Okay, all right. Just drop a hi with your name so you know that I can put your name in the database.
Did you get it?
Okay, yes, I got it. Perfect. So it's been lovely talking to you, Blair, and I believe you're going to come to us with your fall courses, and I hope to see you soon. Okay?
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.